You're listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, since about, 2011? And almost, you realize we're almost at 1,000 episodes?
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy. Joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. You know, we're starting to have more and more conversations around this idea of co-living. So I'm looking forward to today's conversation.
This has become a super hot topic in Atlanta and a lot of the major cities due to housing affordability. So yeah, I'm very much looking forward to this conversation.
Well, let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Derek Barker and Daniel Alexander. They are both co-founders of Domos Co-Living. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Hi. How you doing?
It's good to have you. I appreciate you making time to join us. Derek, I'll ask you to lead off. For those listening, give us that overview of Domos Co-Living. What's it all about?
So Domos is a company that was started to create a market-rate solution to the affordable housing crisis. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, right now in this country and really worldwide and definitely in the city of Atlanta, we are losing more affordable units than we are gaining. When I say affordable, I don't mean capital A affordable. I mean that which people have come to recognize as government subsidized. I mean something that a regular person with a regular job can afford. And
right.
Domos was created so that regular people can live in the places where the economic and social opportunities and excitement exist in the city. And to address the way that urban communities are actually organized to, today. Now, right now in the city of Atlanta, almost a third of renters live with roommates. People are getting married later, having children later. They're moving to the suburbs at lower rates. So people are living with roommates. And Daniel and I, and we can talk more about our story and how we came together, have joined Domos to address this challenge of building communities around what the current market environment is in urban communities.
Got it.
So our backgrounds are in developing and redeveloping affordable housing, kept smallly affordable, like Derek said. And in doing so, we would typically take an older building and basically repurpose it, bring the community alive and connect it to the greater community. But in doing so, a lot of times rents would raise and people would be pushed out sometimes. And so at this stage of my career, I'm looking for ways to bring people together, ways to connect people, ways to promote economic mobility. And co-living is a way to do that. So this is something very meaningful for me in my career and Derek as well.
Absolutely.
So how did the company get started? Whose brainchild was this? And how long has it kind of taken to get to where you are now?
So we actually met maybe, maybe 4 or 5 years ago now.
5 years ago.
We're both doing similar things in Atlanta, gut renovating apartment complexes. And then, what we saw was, what I saw independently is that a lot of our larger floor plans were being taken by roommates as opposed to families.
Right.
There's so many friction points there. So I started on a small scale creating co-living communities on a smaller scale. And late last year, I was like, this makes sense. The numbers work. It's providing opportunities. There's a real strong demand here. And I came to Daniel. We came together and decided that it would make sense for us to join forces and really build this model out.
So for someone listening who is still new to this trend, could you, in essence, define what co-living is? I think you can hear that word, and if you ask 10 people, you might get 10 different ideas and notions of what that concept really means. But how do you guys define co-living? Daniel, I'll ask you to lead off there.
So co-living is communal space, people living in micro-communal spaces. So the living actually takes place in the common areas of a co-living property. In a typical co-living building, you would have, and one of Domos' typical co-living buildings, you would have a 3 or 4 or 5 bedroom unit. All of our units are self-contained. They have ensuite bathrooms, closets, things like that within the suite, and that's individual. Then the living space that is shared is the living room and the kitchen. And then we have a lot of curated community space, such as co-working spaces and the typical things you would see in a Class A apartment. Mm-hmm. And the difference with a co-living building is that you're only paying for the space that you're using versus paying for the entire space.
And to give a visual of kind of what we're thinking is we are building communities that are crossed between, let's say, student housing and dorms where people are typically used to, and luxury resort living. So think about that coming together. So we're not talking about, you know, dingy or cramped spaces. We're talking about taking the parts of the student housing that works and taking the part of a luxury resort that works from a common space and melding that together so that people can show. And we're providing housekeeping, we're providing furniture.
That's nice.
So
we're covering utilities, including Wi-Fi. There's, you know, shared goods that's included, which includes paper towels and soaps and detergents. There's laundry on site. So we take the friction points from living with a roommate and we procure it and we custom and cut and we, you know, bring it together so that you show up with your suitcase and you live and you have a community and we connect everybody through technology and through our own, you know, social network. We try to make it so that it's truly you show up and you can live.
I love it.
So I understand you have two large Atlanta projects you're working on. Do you want to tell us more about those?
Yep. So I guess we could start out with Englewood and then you can talk a little bit about Memorial. So Englewood is a roughly 300 bed co-living community on 2 acres near Englewood and Boulevard, near the Boulevard Crossing Park. And it's Boulevard Crossing is right at the Beltline and Boulevard. And so that is where our community is. It's a beautiful area in Chosewood. And again, 300 bed community that we're very close to the permitting phase right now.
That's exciting. Yeah.
And to talk a little bit about just kind of our strategy here and what we're trying to do, as I said, we are trying to create spaces that are attractive for people moving into the city. The average worker in Atlanta, the average person in Atlanta, median income is making $55,000. And the most exciting thing in Atlanta right now is the Beltline. It's going through the city. It's transforming the city. We're doing something in Atlanta that other cities cannot do. And that's going to be that's something that's going to permanently transform the city and the way that people live here. And we are building communities for the average person moving here can enjoy that. Mm-hmm. So our projects, Englewood and 1061 Memorial, are within 2 blocks of the Beltline. They're both going to be purpose-built. They're going to be Class A buildings with Class A amenities with skyline views overlooking, you know, Boulevard Crossing Park, overlooking the park, 1061 Memorial, like walking distance, 1 block away from the new Publix and $800,000 townhouses. And I think one crucial part of it is that all our like-for-like rents, so to live in our co-living space is going to be 30 to 40% cheaper than living in studios that are right down the street that are already existing.
Ty Pennington here for Jackson EMC. Did you know your heating and air system is one of the largest users of energy in your home? Replacing your traditional thermostat with a smart device saves you money while maintaining your comfort. Smart thermostats can do the decision-making for you by adjusting throughout the day to match your schedule and save you energy. Energy-efficient living is about doing more while consuming less. For more energy-saving tips, visit jacksonemc.com.
That's pretty intriguing. I understand that the inspiration for this is to address this affordable housing situation. I guess I'd call it a crisis. And I also can see, I mean, there's a real appeal to this kind of living, certainly for a younger, more, say, agile, mobile individual who's still early in his or her career and wants some flexibility and freedom to kind of go about and try different things. I mean, I almost see this becoming a hot trend even in the more luxury side of this thing, this kind of simpler living. I mean, are you guys anticipating that? Because this becomes so popular that it becomes hot and expensive again. I mean, how are you going to protect that? How are you going to deal with what I think is an increasingly popular trend? How is this going to, well, it gets me asked the question this way. Where do you see this thing going in 45 years, this idea, this trend?
Well, the way we see it is an affordable option.
Yep.
And that is why we are doing this. We are attacking this immense problem. And this is one of the big reasons why Derek and I came together to address this problem. And so for us, we look at this as future-proof affordability that will be permanently put into the housing supply. A lot of times, Derek mentioned it earlier, that affordable housing, you see these diminishing numbers of affordable housing. And so it's because the existing stock is either aging out, it's expiring, people are repurposing it, various things. It's not being built fast enough. Right. There's 100,000 people a year coming here. It's not being built nearly as fast as we need it to be. And so this is a way to permanently inject housing that will be an affordable option forever. We're considering this future-proof affordable housing. it will always be there. So that is our intention. And we're hoping that it doesn't become something that, again, like you're mentioning, becomes super hot and people can no longer afford this option because we don't do that.
Yeah.
But ultimately, given the density, it should be, I mean, it will become popular because there's going to be community built in. There's going to be convenience that you otherwise can't get. But we are going to be a more dense option than some of our options. So we will be, you know, 20 years from now, we'll still be more affordable than a 2-bedroom that's right down the street.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, talk to us a little bit about your crowdfunding initiatives and your new technology platform.
Well, that is very, very, very new. And it's something that we really can't talk too much about because it's so new.
Understood.
And we're planning on launching that somewhere around spring of 2020, I think, is our target.
But ultimately, it will be some benefit of, I mean, what's the long term? Like, is that going to have something? It's like Uber for living. I mean, is that a way to look at it? I mean, it can be that simple and technology driven. I mean, are there terms on leases? I mean, if you need it for 2 weeks, can you do that? Or is there... You know, I live in an apartment. I have a very traditional lease, so I'm very unflexible there. Man, is this going to be, can I kind of modify how long I stay here?
I'd say that right now, as I said, we're a company that's focused on how people are living today. And ultimately, people do move around more than they ever did. That being said, we are a community community is a premium for us. It's hard to create a community where you have a lot of turnover. And so that's going to be, so we're taking all those into consideration. One thing I did want to talk about, I don't want to go too much into some of the things that we're doing in technology because we will have a later launch, but I do want to talk about this because it goes a little bit to kind of who we are and what we're trying to do. Real estate is an industry that has been, that has tremendous amount of benefits. I mean, you know, there are tremendous returns. You can create a lot of wealth there. And it's been something that has only been where the benefits have accrued to very few people. And crowdfunding is a way to democratize that, is a way to spread that benefit to a larger community. And what you've heard from me a lot is the word community, because from our perspective, that's what the world and that's what we're created to have and to make. We want to have a community of investors where if you are a person who doesn't have $10 million, can't write a $10 million check, can't write a $1 million check, we want to, you know, take it from a few people writing huge checks to be able to offer this future investment vehicle to more people so that if you graduate from Vanderbilt and have gotten a job for a few years and you're like, you know what, I want to take a step and move into Atlanta, take the next step in my career. I want to live someplace hot. You can live in this community, but also if you have some savings and, you know, you can write a $25,000 or $50,000 check, you can participate in the benefits that ultimately are going to accrue to the investors in this type of housing and this type of investment vehicle.
And really contribute to solving a very serious public issue.
Public should have a role in solving this huge public problem.
Yeah, I would agree. Well, Carol, this is, as I said at the top of the show, this is a cool trend. I think we're going to see a lot more of this kind of idea happening. And it's exciting to see these two gentlemen kind of leading at the forefront. It's going to be fun to see how this thing unfolds. So unfortunately, we're about out of time, gentlemen. Derek, I'll ask you, should anyone need to connect with you to learn more about how to live there, how to invest in it, or just to get in touch with some questions, where do they go?
So you can go and contact us at domoscoliving.com and on our contact us page and our social, follow us on social media, Domos Co-Living.
All right. Derek Barker and Daniel Alexander, both co-founders of Domos Co-Living. Gentlemen, thanks for making time to join us and good luck with this. It's going to be fun to watch.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening, and we'll look forward to seeing you again right here next week. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denim Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denim Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.